Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. Josh, you were sitting at your desk yesterday after the show.
I do that.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a shock to a lot of people, but Josh actually sits at a desk. No, you were sitting at your desk and you looked visibly upset. And so me and Maddie were trying
to... It's pretty standard for me after a show.
Me and producer Maddie were sitting there kind of going, what's Josh's problem? Because you looked very, not even angry. Well, no, I tell you what, it was a little bit of angry, a little bit of upset. And so I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Of course.
I looked over and you were looking at rental properties.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's something that's currently on both of our minds a lot at the moment because we're living out of a hotel.
Honestly, it's a process in Canberra that's very upsetting. So it makes a lot of sense to be upset about it.
Exactly. And so I would like you, what's going on? Because I actually don't know what's happening. I didn't actually ask you about it then because I didn't want to deal with whatever you're doing. Because I honestly thought it would be something I'd be upset about as well.
I think if I'm not mistaken,
what
I was doing at the time was reading an email I got that was my first application that I'd applied for. That also came back as my first rejection.
Oh, you got rejected.
So this is my first ever in my life rental rejection. I was rejected for a rental property.
How did it feel? Not good, obviously.
Well, the funny thing is my reference is like I got texts going, I just gave you a great chat up to this person and the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So like they called everyone, they looked into me and then rejected me.
Well, and you know what the sad thing is? That means it's not the references, it's you.
I'll read you a bit of this email.
Okay, read me the email. Right?
We received a number of good applications on this property and the owner had to make a difficult decision.
No, they didn't. Not with you.
What?
Not with you.
This is what I'm at. Like, the thing here is, and I'm not honest there, like, I have good references.
Mm.
I have a job that's a steady income.
Mm.
I've been renting for 10 years and I've never missed rent.
Yep.
How dare they? Like, what's wrong with me?
I mean, other than your arrogance.
It's funny because, like, I never get this way with rejection, but when it involves money and I've, like, been judged against someone else in a negative way, I'm like, how? Come on, I'm okay with my money.
This is so bizarre because, first of all, you're shocking with money. Second of all, I lived with you for 2 years before this and then 6 months before that. You're a slob. So it doesn't surprise me that I'll be surprised when you get accepted, not when you get rejected. I can't believe this is the first one.
So what you're saying is this email probably should have read, the owner had to make a difficult decision. We really feel it's the correct decision.
Hit 104.7, Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Josh, you seem like you want someone to say something about Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, right, my conspiracy theory. Yes. Yeah, good. Okay, so I've just seen some news involving Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the classic show from the 90s starring Melissa Joan Hart and a delightful puppet cat named Salem.
Salem was the best.
He used to have the best one-liners. I used to love it as a kid. I loved Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Even though my sister would watch it and it was her show, I'd always be watching it as well.
I used to love it because my sisters are 3 years younger than me, so they never really got into, like, it was just a little bit old for them. I used to love it. I used
fools.
To watch it by myself.
Your sisters are fools. They missed out on some great stuff there with Sabrina the Teenage Witch. But exciting news, apparently Netflix are going to be giving it a bit of a reboot.
Brilliant.
The same guy who has produced Riverdale, which has been very successful on Netflix, is going to be producing this. Now,
Riverdale's based on Archie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, was you just going through old things or going, let's do that again.
It seems like an easy job.
It seems like it's working.
But I mean, it's also probably harder than we'd imagine because otherwise I'd just pick things and go, Peanuts comics.
Let's
give that a gritty reboot.
Yeah.
I'd like to say this is what is happening though. Sabrina's getting a gritty reboot. So what's going to happen is apparently it's going to be a dark coming of age tale that traffics in horror, the occult and witchcraft. Thinking sort of in the same vein as Rosemary's Baby or The Exorcist. That's what it's going to be like, apparently. So it's going to be a bit scary, going to touch on some adult themes.
I wonder if they... Here's the thing.
Do you reckon her wacky aunties are still going to be in it?
Or do you reckon that's
not going to happen in something that focuses on the occult?
I don't think they'll be cracking wise.
I don't think they will be either.
I don't know. I don't see how you can have all that and then also have Salem as well. Like, you lose the best part of the show.
No, you need Salem. Yeah. So he's going to make really, really dark jokes.
Yeah, like, maybe he'll be a panther or something.
Yeah.
like a jungle cat.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Andy Serkis will do him with motion capture. Anyway, the point here is I did say there was a conspiracy theory. Are you ready to hear what my conspiracy theory is? this?
Yes.
There is a show that has not been adapted into a live action show, not been given the CGI reboot where it's, you know, like how Fireman Sam's now computerized. None of that. And also has not been given the gritty treatment where they try and do like an adult version of it.
Yeah.
And I think it is an actual conspiracy at this point.
What show? Yeah.
Wind, water, hot, go planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Where is my live action Captain Planet? How much longer do I, as a 26-year-old Gen Y person who grew up in the 90s, how long do I have to wait before someone is cast as Captain Planet, someone's cast as all the Planeteers, and we get a gritty reboot of Captain Planet?
You know they'd choose Chris Pratt for Captain Planet.
I don't know that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Well, then
Could he pull off a mullet?
He could pull off anything.
And he needs to still have the flat top mullet.
Of course,
that absolutely needs to be part of it.
My goodness,
it has been too long. What is possibly happening that they are not doing this?
It's no better time. In 2017, kids need to know that looting and polluting is not the way.
Hey, you know, you got to hear what Captain Planet has to say.
Exactly.
And I want to hear it in glorious 1080p and probably with some like really, really gritty overtones.
Yeah, Marty can have his monkey. It'll be a little CGI monkey. Andy Serkis can do the monkey.
Maybe like loot and plunder is actually now part of the criminal underworld. Like, I need to see this show. It's a conspiracy. There's got to be a reason we're not getting it.
I don't think it's a conspiracy.
I tell you what will be a conspiracy if we get this show and there is no mullet.
Yeah,
hear me, Hollywood. There needs to be a mullet on Captain Planet's head.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
You and I have been riding around in an awesome Volkswagen, very, very nice sports model. It's just absolutely incredible, thanks to our friends at Lennox Volkswagen. Now, this is the thing, right? We moved to town.
Yep.
Normally when we move to a new radio station, it's go hire a car until your car gets here, which
have
is
fun.
Perfectly reasonable because that's how most businesses operate. You got to organize your own moving and stuff. At the radio station here, we've been very lucky that there are some friends of the station that have helped us out. The crew at Lennox Volkswagen, we just did no problem, have the car, take it.
Yeah.
We got shown the car.
Mm.
It is like a spaceship inside. It has all these features that are absolutely incredible. It is a dream to drive.
Yeah.
And I literally, as we drove off the lot, went, oh, this is bad. I shouldn't have this car. Something's going to go wrong. I know something's going to go wrong. And did you have that thought as well?
I had that thought. I wasn't sure what it was going to be, but I was like, this is too nice for us. But before we left the lot, the only bit of advice that was given to us, and not advice, the only caution that was given to us was please don't do anything to the wheels.
Don't do anything to the wheels because there's a really nice set of wheels on it.
Exactly.
And we were quite concerned that we may end up doing something to the car itself. But I was very confident that I wasn't, because I don't scuff the wheels on the side of gutters very often. I was confident we were going to be fine in that department.
But that was the only bit of advice we were given. Please do not stuff up the wheels.
Last night, we were in Belconnen driving down Emu Bank, and there is a pothole. And this is a good cautionary tale for everybody.
It's a PSA.
There is a pothole the size of a small swimming pool on that road at the moment.
Yeah.
Hit that, and I was going a little bit slower than I should have been because I didn't know the speed limit, which meant I hit it and stayed in the pothole for about a second, which then caused the tyre to go into the wheel, popping the tyre. I literally blew a tyre.
Exploded the tyre.
Of things that I thought I might do in this car, accidentally back into something, you know, maybe scuff the rims, maybe I actually blew a tire, which is not something I even remotely thought would happen.
Yep.
Last night we gave Peter from Lennox Volkswagen a call and said, mate, this has happened. He went, yep, there are potholes everywhere.
You guys are idiots.
Yeah. Well, no, he actually didn't say that at any given point.
That.
He should have said that.
Yeah.
And this is what I want to get to, because Peter is potentially one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
Mm.
He left a dinner he was at, came with a new tire, put it on the car in the pouring rain, because it started raining the second we hung the phone up from him. I'm like, cool, so we're all going to be changing this tire in the rain.
That's fun.
Is exactly what happened. Changed the tire, decided that he actually wasn't right for us to drive, wanted to take it himself, gave us his ute, gave us his car.
Us his car.
You know what? Just take mine. Just go. And now we're driving his car around.
I'm looking at it.
It's sitting out in the car park right now.
It's sitting out in the car park.
The reason I'm telling this story at all is because I helped Peter change the tire. I was holding the jack on the ground. I was actually doing some of the spinning of the nuts myself.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Ned, what did you do to help Peter and I in the pouring rain while the tire was being changed?
Offered advice.
Yep.
And also held a light.
Yep. That was it.
That's it.
That's it. I would like to make it clear, Peter had to ask you to readjust where the light was twice.
That's fine.
I actually had to take your hand and move your hand to show you where you should be holding the torch.
I'm very good at following directions.
Your one thing that you had to do, you didn't even do right.
That's fine, all right? As soon as I was given a direction, I changed the light around and I made sure that everyone... I also kept up morale, which I think is not appreciated enough in this day and age. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's also that. So I guess I did three jobs really. And that was it. Yeah, that was it.
When we get our really nice borrowing car back from Lennox Volkswagen, I was considering, because Peter did say you could drive it. I was considering letting you. That's gone.
Oh, well, okay.
I shall remain the sole driver of the car when we get it back.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
We are quite new, but the thing here is we are talking this morning on 131060 about a story that is in no way funny. There has been a gastro outbreak on a cruise ship. It made me think of the time I went to the Gold Coast as a kid. I was 10. Oh, no, I was 7. My sister was 5.
Yep.
She had chicken pox. I got to go to all the theme parks, so she had to stay in the hotel room.
That's good, because you would have gotten all her passes. So if you had like the one that's just like Movie World and Sea World, and she got the Wet and Wild one, you get to go to everything.
No, we got the 3-park super pass. So I tell you, it was a super time for me. I did have to wait for her to go on any rides she wanted. It was all about, it was like my birthday 3 days in a row. It was fantastic.
All about you.
131060 is the number to call. We'd like to hear your stories. Very similar. When has getting sick kind of ruined a holiday? We've got Jen on the line from Dunlop. Now, Jen, have you had a situation where this has happened?
Yeah, so we went to Chile for our 21st birthday, and my twin sister got salmonella the second day in.
Oh, that's, I mean, salmonella, I've never had it, but I hear that it's not good.
Yeah, it's like really, really bad food poisoning, isn't it?
It was really rough. And
yeah.
We had a road trip planned, I think, the week after we got in, and we still went. And she was so sick. She lost 6 kilos, and I was just eating everything she did, and I put on 6 kilos.
Oh, there you go.
Only person to come back from overseas and be like, I look fantastic.
I really enjoyed myself.
Just, Jen, how much in terms of thousands of dollars did she pay to go and be sick somewhere in a different place?
So my mum got it for us for our 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Good. Well, that is one consolation here.
But I mean, you only get one 21st birthday.
That's also true.
Unless you go back to Chile on your 22nd, it's just been a waste.
Yeah, a little bit of a problem. Jen, thanks for the call. We are looking right now for your sick stories. 131060 is the number to call. Holly, who was sick on holidays with you?
So I was the one that was sick. Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
My best mate had caught the chicken pox right as holidays started when we were in primary school.
Yeah.
It's a very similar story to yours. And my mother forced me to go over there every day for a few days in a row to try and get chicken pox on me. I ended up catching it the first day back to school, and she lost it last day of holiday. So I got a 4-week holiday. She got a 2-week holiday.
Oh. So it actually worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it actually made it work for yourself. It's exactly the same as what happened with me, with my sister. Mark's on the line right now from Franklin. Mark, what happened on holidays?
Me and my wife, we're on our honeymoon, and our first stop was Las Vegas. And on our last night there, we had some Mexican food. And pretty much all of us were vomiting. Pretty much coming out both ends.
Yeah, right.
So we were meant to get onto a Caribbean cruise the very next day.
Yeah.
And pretty much we were running back and forth between the bathroom and the boat in the bins in the lineup to the cruise.
And
they pretty much denied us access. So
I was going to say, you are the people that if you were led onto the cruise would cause what happened in Hobart to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't lie on our form, so we were stuck in Fort Lauderdale for a week.
I gotta say, Mark, the temptation to lie on that form for me would be too great, and I would. And so you're a better person than me, Mark. Congratulations.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Sorry for being so unprofessional, but I'm actually just quite nervous at the moment. We've got producer Maddie in the studio. Hi.
Hello.
I haven't turned your microphone on. That's how nervous I am.
That's why.
Oh my goodness.
What's going on? Talk?
Yeah.
Hello.
Go there. You go.
Hello.
There you go.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
We're here
now.
All right, guys. Look. You
shouldn't be nervous. You don't need to be nervous.
I'm well, so scared.
Look,
I don't like this.
Level with Canberra for a second. We've not worked with a full-time producer before. We organise everything ourselves normally. You've organised the entire next 5 minutes of the show and potentially much more than that
without
our knowledge. What's happening?
You made one grave mistake early on.
Yeah.
In our early planning meetings, you said, hey, Maddie, we're happy to just leave it in your hands.
Oh, God.
And I've taken the ball and run with it. Okay, boys, look, I think we need to get you guys out there.
Yeah.
We need to get your faces everywhere so people know who you are.
Yeah. Yep.
And so we're going to go on a promotional bonanza.
A promotional bonanza.
A promotional bonanza is what I'm calling.
Oh, no, there's music as well. God.
All right, so, look, the idea is you guys aren't going to say no to anything. Anything that I set you, any challenge I set you over the next 3 weeks, you're not going to say no, okay?
Yeah.
You happy? Is that something you're comfortable doing?
It seems like it's too far down the garden path to say no to that.
A promotional bonanza.
Can I ask a question before we embark on this promotional bonanza?
Yes, go.
Has anything already been organised?
Yes, look, so the good people at Joseph Ashton Circus, I've got in contact with those guys, and we're going to get you a part of Infamous. That's fine, right? Promotional. You're in the front of the people.
Yeah.
You're doing some circusy stuff. That's easy, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Happy?
Yeah.
But one of you is going to go inside the Wheel of Death.
Oh, cool.
Shotgun knot.
Did you say shotgun knot?
Oh, Dib's not doing that.
What are you, 8 years old?
Yeah, apparently.
In the Wheel of Death.
Yeah.
The Wheel of Death. So it's like these two little things that spin around. You're going to be with, there's a professional circus guy on one side. One of you is going to be on the other side inside the steel hoop spinning around. Yeah.
And you've already said shotgun knot.
I'm calling in Dibs. Dib's not doing that. Sorry.
Josh, it's good for the show, man.
We're actually sticking to this, Dibs. I'm not doing that, so it's up to you.
Let this be a lesson to children everywhere. Mm. Do work when people ask you to do work, because the sentence "we'll leave it up to you guys" has cost me dearly here. Okay, so we
it's funny because I did trampolining for like 2 years, so if anyone should be doing like circus stuff, it should be me. But once again, shotgun not.
Are you essentially saying we have no chance to back out of this?
No chance. It's already organised. Mm. One of you will be going inside the Wheel of Death.
Have fun with that.
And by one of you, I mean you, Josh.
You hung me out to dry like this, man.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
I'm actually stoked with this. This is great.
Why is it called the Wheel? Don't answer that question. Don't answer that question. This is the promotional bonanza.
Yep.
Off to a good start, honestly. I'm stoked.
I am not stoked. I am terrified. But I accept the challenge.
Wow.
Good man.
Okay.
Well done.
All right. But you know why I accept the challenge, producer Matty? Because Ned's also not allowed to say no to whatever comes next.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm pretty excited about.
It's
got to top the Wheel of Death. So worry about that.
Yeah. Get up with Ned and Josh.
Producer Matty is also in the room, and I am not happy.
You sound disheartened.
Nah, look, we've just found out about Maddie's scheme for the promotional bonanza.
I resent that. Guys, this is a good thing.
The music isn't funny.
This is a good thing. This is a promotional bonanza. We're getting out there to the people.
It's exciting. I'm excited.
Okay. Everyone's going to love it. Yeah. You should love it.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, what's going to happen is you've been invited by the crew at Joseph Ashton. They've given us a call to be a part of Infamous, the adult circus that is currently down near Costco.
Yep.
I've had a chance to Google the part of the show that I'll be in, the Wheel of Death.
Which sounds great.
Look, don't let the name scare you. I mean, it's just...
No, I didn't, Maddie. I let the video I just watched scare me. Because during that song, I had too much time to Google that.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. You need to be a circus performer to do this.
Like, well, you'll be fine.
You'll be all right. The reason I'm so on board is because I called Dibs before. I shotgunned not doing this, and so now it's just up to you.
So
you've got to take one for the team.
We did ask a couple of questions, and I didn't ask a particular question that was important. When is this happening?
Look, one thing I failed to mention, it's happening this weekend.
Oh, for God's
sake. So, I mean, no time to prepare.
Ned's
done trampolining. Yeah. You'll be fine.
I can
just
give
a bit
you
of practice.
Yeah.
Second question, and this one's important for nerves and that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Is there going to be an audience there?
Yeah, in front of a live audience. I mean, that's the whole point of the promotional bonanza.
Exactly.
Is we're getting in front of the people.
Yeah.
Stop saying bonanza. I am not happy about this. I do not want to do any more Googling about it because this sounds terrifying.
I feel like you just need to get on board.
Okay.
It sounds like it's very much happening because Maddie has a date.
The way you two are doing this, it makes me sound like I'm not a team player.
Yeah, because you aren't.
Because I don't want to get in the Wheel of Death.
You are honestly... This is a poor effort from you, mate. You need to just come out of your bubble a little bit and get into the wheel of death.
I got to tell you what, next time we have to do something involving the word death, you're it, mate. You're it. I've officially tagged you.
With Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
Ned, yesterday I was targeted by you and other people in the building as a Grinch, a Scrooge when it comes to Christmas.
Exactly. Everyone, I brought it up on the show because you're getting mad about the fact there's already Christmas ornaments around.
Oh, so much Christmas stuff around. I know we're into December, and so this is when I just, as somebody who doesn't really get that into Christmas, I have to just accept this is what happens in society in general.
Yep.
I like the presents. Mm. I like seeing my family. I just don't really get into the whole thing. Yep. And I have something that's probably not going to help with that.
Well, that's fine because, I mean, you have to accept the real you, which is a Grinch.
I was walking through the shopping centre in Gungahlin yesterday and there was the cheeriest version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer playing over the PA that I think I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sung beautifully, but the cheer was coming through so clearly and it really made the words very clear in the song.
Mm.
And I have a bit of a bone to pick with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
So you have a bone to pick with the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
The song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Now, I don't know why you would think that would make you a Grinch.
If you haven't heard the song, heartwarming story of a guy who isn't very popular at his workplace.
Well, he's reindeer.
He's a reindeer and he gets bullied by the other reindeer because he has a shiny red nose.
Yep.
It's body shaming. It's awful. It's a terrible story. And it ends happily.
Mm.
Now, let me set the scene for you in real world terms, okay?
Yeah, right.
Say Rudolph worked in an office 9 to 5, all right?
Yep.
He's not the most popular guy at work.
He doesn't get to play all the reindeer games.
He's the guy who always hits reply all and starts a horrible email chain. He's just the guy that no one at work seems to like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He then gets a promotion from the boss, directly from the boss.
The big man himself.
And then all of his co-workers immediately love him.
Mm.
That is not what would happen in the real world.
Yeah.
If the person in the office everybody doesn't like gets a promotion, everyone hates that person even more. That's not the way it works.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The song's faulty. The whole song's faulty.
The song's faulty.
The whole song's ridiculous.
No, yeah. Hang on. No, it's not. He doesn't get a promotion and that's why they love him. He saves Christmas. Santa doesn't go, you're getting paid more than the other reindeer. He saves the one day they work all the whole year for.
Yeah. Yeah, when I wait, because it's
without him, they have no job.
Yeah, because it's too dark to go out that night.
The reindeers go hungry if Rudolph doesn't deliver.
Yeah, right. So Rudolph gets the promotion because he's got the shiny nose and he can lead the way.
Rudolph essentially saves the factory.
Okay, look, honestly,
you were wrong, and this is just furthering my case that you are the biggest Grinch that ever lived.
He wouldn't be the favourite, though. At best, that'd mean they wouldn't make jokes about his nose around the photocopier anymore. He wouldn't immediately be the coolest dude at work.
There's no photocopiers at the North Pole, all right?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of admin that still needs to be done, mate. I don't know what you know, but I don't know about that.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
And Ned, we are the Ashes on at the moment.
Yep.
And a lot of households around Canberra will be watching it of a day and evening.
Of course, very exciting.
Look, we are not the most sport conscious guys in the world.
No.
So we've got 10 out of 10 Taylor in the studio. Mate, how's it going?
Well, how are we doing, guys?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, thank you.
How are you?
I'm well.
That's good.
I've been watching
news.
A lot of cricket, which has been bad for my girlfriend who's visiting me.
Yeah.
Cool.
But great for me.
Awesome. Fantastic. So we just wanted to ask you quickly, what the hell is this?
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about the cricket at all.
Good.
We are talking about what I'm currently holding, which is a Taylor 12 to 4 weekdays personalised pen that has a picture of Taylor on it.
Yeah, this isn't the stitch up I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a stitch up.
It is still a stitch up. We're not talking about cricket. What the hell is this?
So before I was in Canberra, I was in Townsville.
Yeah,
I was on the radio up there and.
Yep.
Everyone around the offices gets like a poster. It says, wake up with Ned and Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
Mornings with Beth and like Arvo's with Taylor. And I never got a poster in the time that I was up there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the joke that I'd say, oh, where's my bloody poster? I need this poster.
Yeah.
And then when I left, they were like, we couldn't get you a poster, mate, but we got you a personalised mug, which I threw away.
Yeah.
And
a pen has your face on it.
Which has my face name on it.
It's so funny because you'd expect like a nice, I think people are pitching like a nice writing pen that has like embroidered maybe like calligraphy Taylor on it. It's just a picture of you.
I've got a Bic pen that's nicer than this. Taylor, just quickly, I believe part of that story, the part where you didn't get a poster, the part where they did this for you.
They did that
for you. I didn't believe
that. And the mug.
I think you did this yourself.
It doesn't check out with me. Also, you threw out the mug, but you did keep the pen. So you're like,
the pen's pretty useful. Like, I needed the pen.
It's a damn fine pen.
Yeah, give me my pen back.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, mate.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
We are playing our brand new segment. It is called Animal Anarchy.
Just for those playing at home, that's an Arctic cat,
a dolphin,
and a cow.
Yep, there we go. Now, the way this game works is it's kind of like rock, paper, scissors. You count backwards from three, and two players will name an animal at the same time.
Yep.
It is then up to the person not playing out of the three people, you, me, and the person on the phone, to be the judge of which animal that was named would win in a hypothetical battle between those two animals.
Exactly.
Like we're getting like planet Earth on this whole thing. Who would be the victorious animal?
Like Pokemon Colosseum, for those that remember that game.
And very important to remember.
Yeah.
Hypothetical. Very hypothetical.
The example we used before was a stingray and an orangutan.
I don't think that fight has ever happened in human or animal history.
I don't think it will ever happen in human or animal history.
I don't believe so, no. Okay, now the very, very exciting news is we actually do have somebody on the line to play right now. I believe we've got Linnell on the line. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Fantastic.
Very good, Linnell.
Are you ready to play Animal Anarchy?
I'm ready to win Animal Anarchy.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
The confidence is off the Richter scale here, and I really, really like that. Who would you like to take on, Ned or myself, Josh?
Ned, I think.
Okay. All right, then. Here we go.
That I makes will me, warn you, Linnell, I'm very good at this game.
That makes me the judge. I become the impartial judge.
Okay.
you are my best friend, Ned,
yeah.
But I also really like Linnell. So I'm absolutely not going to be judging anybody.
Well, you need to do the countdown.
Here comes the countdown. Have you got an animal in mind, Linnell?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Don't tell us what it is until the end of the 3, 2, 1, go.
Goat.
Badger.
Badger versus a goat.
The time old tradition.
I win.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, I think I win.
I am the judge.
Yeah, okay.
You got to remember, Linnell, goats have horns.
And also they have very strong heads.
Badgers have teeth. They even attack their own kids.
Badgers get very aggressive. They have teeth. Goats have horns. And Linnell is the caller. And we're the brand new breakfast show in Canberra.
Don't.
So Linnell automatically wins. Congratulations, Linnell. Well done.
Yeah, that's fair enough anyway.
You're a winner. Thank you for being the first player of Animal Anarchy as well.
Hey, you're welcome.
Much appreciated. Okay, it'll be back next week, potentially. Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's call it.
That is the end of this morning's show. Thanks very much for giving us a listen, Canberra. We'll speak to you tomorrow from 6 a.m. We've got to get out of here. Hits an old school for your workday coming up next. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh.